Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, Justice for God's Beloved People, and it is based on Nahum chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Nahum is one of the minor Old Testament prophets for which little is known, with a burden. The word burden is generally used to refer to a heavy, weighing, threatening prophecy. The Bible relates him to Elkosh, where while there are several speculations as to where this or to whom Elkosh refers to, including somewhere in Galilee or Judah, no one really knows where or to whom this is. His burden was directed toward Nineveh, a city Jonah, also an Old Testament prophet, had gone to and prophesied against some time earlier at God's direction, which became the capital city of the Assyrian Empire. Some consider the Assyrian Empire the greatest of the Mesopotamian empires because of how far it reached geographically and because of significant developments in civil communication, planning, and governance, along with developments in the use of iron and other military strategies, which gave them a superior advantage over others they fought. But sometimes kings, kingdoms, and rulers begin to believe and behave like they don't have to respect God. This is what happened when the king of Assyria blasphemed the Lord at the siege of Jerusalem. See 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 19. There the Lord took out over 180,000 in one night. The remnant of that army left and never returned to Jerusalem. The burden that Nahum has against Nineveh is in part for this and their arrogance. Nahum ascribes jealousy, anger, and wrath to God. By being jealous, God is protective of his name and honor. His anger and wrath is like that of a father who is protective of his children and outraged and incensed by those who harm them or have ill intentions toward them. He will not allow those who harm them or who blaspheme his name to go unpunished. God is not petty or trifling like someone who is easily offended or wants to repay someone for something they did. On the contrary, God knows mankind and is slow to take offense for the things he does. But God has a responsibility to remind man of his place and who he is tangling with. So Nahum describes and reminds us of the awesomeness of God's power. While the main part of his burden is directed toward Nineveh, it is a message to the entire world to remember and acknowledge who God is and that none can stand against him and we all must answer to him. Then Nahum begins to lift up those who trust God and declares in a sense that God has their back and will not forsake them, even if it means avenging them after they have suffered. God will reward those who trust him and judge those who oppose him and harm those who trust him. The once great and powerful city of Nineveh was so thoroughly overthrown and judged that it is difficult to find where it once stood. It will never bother God's people or anyone else again. The prophet said Nineveh went too far when it boasted about its conquest and insulted the Lord's ability to save Jerusalem. God delivers his own into the hands of spoilers so that he may teach and discipline them. But the spoilers need to recognize that it is God who gives them permission to do what they are doing and not to go overboard or forget that, lest they end up being spoiled and judged for going too far. For when God sees his people have had enough, He stops what he allows to happen to them and begins the process of restoration. In conclusion, we must always remember that God is on the throne and will judge the deeds of all people. No one will get away with anything. Though the righteous suffer, and not always because of something they have done, though sometimes it is for that reason, our suffering is not in vain. God will make everything right is the belief and faith that all the true children of God in all and every generation have. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can come join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.